This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The recovery goes global.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Some good news out of Europe this morning. The Eurozone is officially out of recession. Germany, France, and Italy all reported growth in their gross domestic products. The three countries make up about two-thirds of Europe's economy. The GDP is a measure of all the goods and services a country produces, and it's generally considered to be the indicator of economic growth. We got some good GDP news here in the U.S. last month. So are we all on the road to recovery? Thought we'd run that by economist Andrew Hilton in London. Andrew, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
So a positive GDP growth in Germany, France, and Italy. And is the recession officially over?
Well, the recession is officially over, but I don't think one should get too excited about it.
What is fueling the gains that we're seeing now? It sounds like you think they're a little bit fragile, but what's fueling them at the moment?
Well, in Europe, I think that one of the things that is working is the export sector. French exports are strong, German exports are strong. But unfortunately, this is threatened by the strength of the euro, particularly the strength of the euro against the dollar.
One thing that they were saying a lot about the GDP growth in this country was that a lot of it was artificial, that a lot of it was sort of dependent on the money that the government had pumped into the economy. Is that true in Europe as well?
It is indeed. In the UK, we have a quantitative easing program that is just as intense as anything you're doing in the US. In Europe, in continental Europe, in the Eurozone, the European Central Bank is also pumping unprecedented amounts of money into the economy. Some of it sticks. Much of it is wasted. I'm a skeptic about quantitative easing and a skeptic about aggressive monetary easing, but inevitably some of this money will stick. However, the easing at some stage is going to have to be reversed, and that's going to be a problem for the economies around the world.
Apparently the GDP numbers are not impressing you this morning. What will it take for you to think that the recession is indeed ending?
A very bright light in the east and the word of God telling me.
Well, short of divine intervention.
Well, I think not much. I mean, I will remain skeptical at least through the end of 2010, unless there is clear evidence that the banks are starting to do again what banks are supposed to do, which is lend. I think that we have a real problem still in the prime mortgage area, not just in the subprime mortgage area. We have a continuing problem with consumer debt, and the banks are not lending to the smaller industries, really, that are the backbone of the economy on both sides of the Atlantic and where 60% of the jobs are created. Until we can start to create those jobs, I don't see that the recession is over.
Economist Andrew Hilton, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
The markets are having a mixed reaction to that GDP news this morning. London's FTSE is up 0.25%. Germany's DAX up 0.2%. Paris's CAC 40 is down 0.1%. U.S. markets were down yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average shed 0.9%. British Airways and Iberia Airlines will be making beautiful music together. The two carriers have announced plans to merge. The duo would create one of the world's largest airlines.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by SunGard. 7 million K-12 students are enrolled in school districts that use software from SunGard Public Sector. More information at sunguard.com. American Public Media presents Workplace U, an American Radio Works documentary supported by the University of Virginia's Batten Institute. More at AmericanRadioWorks.org.
Another day, another bailout candidate. The Federal Housing Administration is looking like it might need to borrow a billion, or two, or three. The FHA doesn't actually make home loans. It insures mortgage lenders against defaults. The government's expanded the FHA to encourage mortgage lending, and now the FHA reportedly has about $3.5 billion in its reserve fund, and that's when it's insuring about $685 billion worth of loans. President Obama is in Asia for the next week. One of the big topics on his agenda, trade. Mitchell Hartman has more.
On the eve of his trip, President Obama explained his goals in ways a non-economist could easily understand.
It's a strategy in which Asian and Pacific markets are open to our exports.
And, said the president, one in which the U.S. is no longer the global consumer of last resort, buying and borrowing beyond its means to drive growth in Asia and other emerging economies.
What has happened is we've been buying Chinese goods and they've been buying our paper.
Meaning our debt, explains Fari Borzgadar of the Penn State Center for Global Business Studies. Gadar says the administration's message to China and other Asian powerhouses is boost your domestic consumption.
Make sure your economy grows rapidly by buying stuff internationally and specifically from us.
That way, continued rapid growth in Asia will help stimulate production and job creation in the U.S. as well. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
The magazine publishing industry has been pretty hard hit this year. Just last month, Gourmet, Cookie, and Modern Bride shut down. But a new magazine will hit stores this weekend. It's called Scrubs, and it's aimed at nurses. Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
Fed up of seeing your makeup wear off during a 12-hour shift? That's just one of the topics the first issue of Scrubs will tackle. The magazine also has money, career, and relationship advice. Hint, if you're dating a doctor, don't carry on like the characters on Grey's Anatomy. Publisher Mike Singer says the U.S. has 3 million nurses.
And the nursing field is growing very quickly. It's really America's largest growing profession. So nurses are affluent, they're great consumers themselves, but more important than that, they're persuasive product advocates.
He says when trusted nurses talk up a product, their patients are likely to try it too. That's great news for advertisers. The first issue has ads for nutritional supplements, job sites, and fashion brands like Baby Fat. It makes Scrubs for the style-conscious nurse. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
An economic McIndicator for you this Friday morning. McDonald's has seen its bottom line benefit during the recession from its dollar menu, and apparently the fast food giant thinks we're going to be feeling frugal for a while. McDonald's says it's been developing a dollar breakfast menu. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.